I'm Chris Hills at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 20th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator John Braun. You have several bills this session that would help the most vulnerable members of our society. There's one in particular that you wanted to highlight.
I've done a lot of work over the last couple years, really looking at how we serve the developmentally disabled citizens in our state. And we really fall short, frankly, compared to other states around the country in a lot of different ways, but in particular, providing community-based services for these folks, we're well behind. So I have a couple bills out there, but one I'd highlight is one that goes after forecasting the demand for these services where folks are, A, qualified, and, two, ask for the services. They don't always necessarily ask, even if they are qualified, to make sure that those two are in place, that we're actually providing the services. It's a simple thing. It's something I worked with former Senator Andy Hill back in 2014 on the VIP Act to help eliminate the wait list for folks in need of these services. Unfortunately, even though we were successful then and we brought a backlog of 5,000 folks waiting for services down to zero, over the last couple years that caseload has gone up a little bit. We got 300 folks around the state that aren't getting the services they need. So this bill would simply help us provide the services those folks need and also look to make sure we keep that wait list at zero in the future.
We often see bills in the legislature that involve children or parents. There's one on choices children are able to make that may have some people wondering.
We have a classic government knows best bill before us this session, just passed out of the Senate, unfortunately, that dictates that restaurants have to offer a default beverage of milk or water if they have a children's meal. And while there's nothing wrong with milk or water, I'm a fan of both, it seems somewhat silly that the government has to tell restaurants what they have to offer and, frankly, jump between children and their parents and deciding what's best for them to drink. You know, this has been tried in different forms at the federal level. It's never been successful. We know it's never been successful, and it's just disappointing to me mostly that we're working on something like this instead of the many things that are important and needed in our state right now.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator John Braun.